But so it would just be the churn would be.
It's called grass, corn, taking it to mill too.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. Is that for corn?
That's right.
That's the amount.
That's right.
The amount you change. That would be about a bushel.
That's right.
Right. And if you're talking about the amount of wood you could carry in both arms, you went out to the wood pile and the amount of wood you could carry in both arms. What would you call that? He had a what of wood?
Stove wood?
Yeah, but you'd call it an arm something of wood.
Arm full.
Yeah, and did you ever hear that term rice used for anything? If you ever heard the term grist used for a partial load, if someone didn't have a full load on his wagon.
I might have, but I couldn't say whether I have or not.
How about chance or jag?
Yeah, I've heard that used.
Which one?
Chance.
That would mean
jag. Jag.
What does a chance mean? Does a chance mean the same thing?
I wouldn't think so, do you?
No, I think a chance meant more.
That's what I'd think.
Somebody says a chance of something, it'd mean that would mean, can you think of a way you might use chance that way?
No,
a chance of something? All right, and the kind of, what did you do about lighting? Lighting, you know, you didn't have electricity, before electricity.
They used candles.
Uh-huh. And what else did they use?
And they used this wood that you spoke of, this rich pine.
Uh-huh. And did you ever have, how about, what did you burn in lamps?
Coal.
Did you ever call that anything else?
There's another name, but I can't think of it.
Uh-huh. Well, is it kerosene or?
Yeah, kerosene. That costs kerosene. Cool.
Did you ever make a little lamp out of just taking a can or a bottle or something and putting some coal oil in it and maybe stick a rag in there and light it?
I saw him do that, yes. Uh-huh.
Did you have a special name for that kind of a thing? You might say he just made a.
No, I don't recall him the name.
Like a torch or something like that? Would that be a torch?
I'd say it would be.
But later, then when they got electricity, you have a light up here, and you screw in a what?
Bulb.
Yeah. And when your mother'd hang clothes outside, how would she carry them out to the line?
To the basket.
Yeah. And something we were talking before about a barrel. This is something. It's smaller than a barrel that maybe nails would come in. You stand about this high.
Nail keg.
Yeah. And the barrel, on a nail keg, they usually have wires around it, just a couple of wires. But on a barrel, they used to have two big.
Had hooks.
Yeah. And what would you'd stick in a bottle, once you'd opened it?
Cork.
Yeah. Could that be made out of something other than cork?
Yeah, I'm going to make it out of wood.
Uh-huh. And that little musical instrument about this long that you blow on?
French harp?
Yeah. And the kind that you twang? Remember that one?
Juice harp.
Yeah. And the thing you drive nails with?
Hammer.
Yeah. And the part of a wagon that comes up between the two horses?
Tongue.
How about on a buggy?
Chaise.
And the part in the back of in the front of the wagon that you hook the horse up to. You know, you hook the harness up to the
double tree, or the single trees.
Uh-huh. Single tree would be one, and then the double tree.
Double tree would be the other.
Double tree.
Double trees. The single trees is hung on the double tree.
Uh-huh. The single trees.